impeach Bush was one of the chants heard on the U of I quad during the rally organized by the Progressive Resource Action Cooperative, or PRC. Several hundred people attended. The PRC estimated the turnout to be at least 1,000. The crowd heard over a half dozen speakers criticize the war in Iraq and President Bush.
We know this war is wrong, if you can even call it a war. As Mark Morford put it, this is a Mack truck versus a Pinto. An F-16 versus a paper airplane. War is exactly the wrong term, because it's going to be a massacre.
Even the distinguished newscaster of my generation, Walter Cronkite, said, this could degenerate into World War III.
The U.S. has made it completely clear that it is the only force in the world and that it will be obeyed.
The rally later turned into a march, with participants marching through the halls of campus buildings and down the streets of the campus town district. Many of them continued until they reached the site of another demonstration at Westside Park, which borders a busy intersection on the edge of downtown Champaign. There, demonstrators vied for the attention of rush hour motorists with signs and chants.
We don't want your oil war. 5, 6, 7, 8. We will not participate. 1, 2.
The demonstration in the park was organized by AWARE, another Champaign-Urbana anti-war group. It seemed to attract more older people, including 52-year-old Steve Francis, who says he protested against the Vietnam War even while serving in the Army.
In 1969, I went to jail protesting on Veterans Day as a uniformed soldier. And I haven't protested in 30 years, and this whole incident has brought me out and a lot of other people out.
While the rush hour demonstrators had Westside Park nearly all to themselves, a small handful of people at the campus rally expressed differing opinions. Patrick Grady, a graduate student who's also in the Army, carried an American flag, as did his young daughter. He said he wanted to show his love for America and that the protesters didn't understand the sacrifices others had made for freedom. Grady heckled a speaker from Vietnam Veterans Against the War and then argued with a rally organizer who tried to steer him away.
Why are you trying to shut me up?
If you want to speak, that's fine.
His speak is being interrupted to my beliefs. Can I speak to them?
All these people here came today to hear him speak.
He's got a loudspeaker. I'm just talking from my voice. Who do you think can outtalk this weekend?
Another rally organizer tried to turn away a small group of students at the crowd's periphery who also heckled and held up a sign supporting the war. Still, at the rush hour demonstration in the park, Sharon Korvick said she believes it's opposition to the war, not support, that is on the increase.
I think worldwide there's something going on, and it's a larger force than you can just see by the numbers. First of all, I don't think the polls in America are representing the popular opinion. I think the polls are being skewed, and some things on the internet is showing that. So I think the majority of Americans do not support this war, despite what the polls that are, again, controlled by corporate media are saying.
But Korvick says she would welcome counter-demonstrators who don't share her anti-war viewpoint. She says free and open disagreement is patriotic. I'm Jim Meadows. AM 580 News.